Hi, Jim Daly here. Today's culture deeply needs help, but in times like these, the light of Christ can shine even brighter. So be encouraged to share His light in this broken world. Listen to the Refocus with Jim Daly podcast. Without time limitations, I'll have deep, heartfelt discussions with fascinating guests who will encourage you to share God's grace, truth, and love. Check out the podcast at refocuswithjimdaly.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Everyone longs to make their mark on this world, like Jimmy Stewart's character, George Bailey, in one of my favorite films, It's a Wonderful Life.
Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow, and the next day, and next year, and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world. And then I'm going to build things. I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm going to build bridges a mile long.
If you're familiar with that movie, you know that George Bailey never leaves Bedford Falls and never goes on to do anything big as he had hoped for. But you know what? That's not such a bad thing after all, because he makes a significant difference in the lives of many of his friends.
And I love the movie as well, Jim. That point right there is so beautifully made in it. And this is Focus on the Family with Focus President and author Jim Daly. I'm John Fuller, and today we'll hear about big dreams that don't always work out like we planned.
John, it's so easy to have high expectations, especially when you're young. You want to conquer the world, just like George Bailey. But God sometimes works through the mundane, through the small things in life to accomplish His big goals. And the story we're about to hear will be a good reminder for us. Our award-winning radio drama, Adventures in Odyssey, has been going strong for more than 35 years. Can you imagine that?
That is a long run.
And we have an episode that will illustrate the significance of the small things and do it in a creative way. We know that you, as a parent, want to help build imagination into your child's life, and Adventures in Odyssey is a great way to do that. The Imagination Station is a big part of the storyline in many of the episodes, and today's broadcast will demonstrate the importance of having a good imagination.
Right, and if you aren't familiar with Adventures in Odyssey, or maybe you've been a longtime fan but just haven't listened lately, we have a free 14-day trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Yeah, you can learn more about the club and accessing episodes. All the details are in the show notes. Well, we hope you and your kids are going to be encouraged by the story you're about to hear on this special episode of Focus on the Family.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Trent. I'm just finishing up an invention for Eugene. He's organizing an event at the homeless shelter in Connellsville.
I hate to break it to you, but cash registers have already been invented.
Oh, well, this is a little different than that. It's a machine that helps organize the names and families of the people who come into the shelter. They get a number, and when it lights up on the panel here, they go up to get their meal.
Cool.
Yeah, it should help with the long lines they have over there right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm almost done. Let's see. I need a 3/8 drill bit. Do you see one around here?
Yeah. Here. Huh. I'll change it.
Oh, good. Thanks. Trent, something on your mind?
You know that show they're putting on at the church?
The one about the fruits of the Spirit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried out for it today.
And I'm guessing it didn't go too well?
Well, I thought it did. Everyone said my audition was really good, but apparently not good enough. I didn't get a part.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Trent. I know that's disappointing.
The thing is, they put on the same show in Richland last year, and like 50 people got saved. I just wanted to be a part of something that big.
Well, maybe there are other ways you could get involved, like lighting or putting together the program or something like that.
The director asked me if I would be the seating systemizing manager.
Oh, that sounds important.
Oh, it's just a fancy title for the guy who sets up chairs.
Well, setting up chairs allows you to be part of the show.
But you don't change lives by setting up chairs. You change lives by playing the fruit of patience.
Huh. So you want to do something big for God?
Yes.
You know what? I have an Imagination Station adventure that just might be the ticket for you.
Is it about people doing important things?
Well, that's one way of looking at it, yeah. Are you up for it?
Well, I guess so. I'm not doing anything important here.
Come on.
Computer, ready for adventure.
I just pushed the red button to start, right?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Pushing the red button.
Launch sequence engaged. Constitution Island, New York, 1860.
Where am I? Whose house am I in?
Oh, hello. You're here early.
I am?
You're here for the Bible study, right?
I guess so. Do you teach it?
Sometimes. I'm Anna Warner, by the way.
I'm Trent. So, this must be a big, important Bible study, huh?
Not really. Just a few of the West Point cadets. Usually 15 or so.
Oh.
Were you expecting something larger?
Well, kind of.
Well, do you want to help me make sandwiches? I always like to have a snack for everyone.
Well, sure. So what else do you do?
Lemonade?
No, I mean, you don't just set up a Bible study at your house, do you? You seem like a person who does a lot of big things, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I help out my father, write some books with my sister.
You write books? Oh, cool.
I'm not very good at it, I'm afraid.
Oh.
My sister Susan, though, is wonderful at it. She's written some books that have been very successful.
Is she coming?
Not tonight. She's sick. We're working together on a book now, though Susan wrote most of it. We're just writing it for a friend.
Ugh. Oh, no. This is about setting up chairs.
The book?
No, this. Right here. Mr. Whitaker sent me here to show me that even doing the little things like making sandwiches and setting up chairs is important.
Well, we do need to set up chairs before everyone gets here.
Aha! I knew it.
I don't understand.
I think I should go. Now, where is that stop button?
Where are you going?
There it is.
The Bible study is going to start soon.
Ugh, that was a waste of time. But I still wish I could see people doing big things for God. Mr. Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker, are you out there? Computer, what program is currently loaded?
Program name is Small Tasks for God.
I knew it. I wonder. Computer, change program to Important Tasks for God.
Program loaded. Important Tasks for God. Please press the red button to begin.
Gladly. Now this will be an adventure. Like spices here.
Help me!
Huh? Oh, with what? What's the matter?
He's coming to get me!
Who?
There you are!
It's too late!
Hey, let go of her! Stop it!
If I have to use chains to keep you from running, then that is what I will do. I'll be back.
What in the world? Here. Let me help you.
No, go away. He has already seen you. He will hurt you if he sees you helping me.
I can't loosen the chain.
Don't try.
I'll try to find someone to help. Can anybody help me? Please.
Boy, over here.
Huh?
You've got to help me. A man just chained that girl to a post.
I know. I saw it.
Then why don't you want to help her?
I do. But you're going about it the wrong way.
Then let's get the police. We need to report this.
She is a temple slave. The guards can treat her however they desire.
In a temple? Isn't that like a church?
It is not a temple to the one true God. It is a Hindu temple. Oh, come over here, where we can talk without being noticed.
Okay.
Now, what's your name?
Trent.
I am Amy.
You don't sound like you're from India.
I hail from Ireland, but we mustn't let anyone know that. I'm posing as an Indian woman.
Well, you sure don't look Irish.
I dye my skin with tea bags.
I thought I smelled chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to use this disguise to help that little girl?
Yes, that's why I'm here. To rescue temple slave girls. As you can see, they're treated horribly.
How will you rescue her?
By whatever means necessary. I've helped hundreds escape, but there are thousands more.
And then what? Will she go back to her parents?
More than likely, her parents sold her to this man.
What?
So my friends and I try to find safe places for them to live.
Okay, I want to help. What can I do?
Look back over at the steps. Do you see the guard?
Yeah. He's coming back for the girl.
Right. It's time for a temple ritual.
Stop struggling.
Now, once he unchains her, you must distract him. Then I'll try to sneak away with the girl. But we have to be quick. We don't have much time. There. He's unchained her.
I'm on it. Hey, guard. Look at me. I'm going swimming in your holy fountain thing here.
You, get out of there. That is a sacred temple fountain.
Yeah, that's it. I'm out of here. What? No, don't stop the adventure now. This is important. Where am I going now?
Solomon C, 1943.
Solomon C? Where's that?
In the Pacific Ocean.
Problem?
Oh, no. Except that it's really dark and I'm in a really small boat in the middle of a really big ocean. You know, I don't like boats. Or the ocean. Or the dark.
You're in the Navy, sailor. Keep your voice down. You want the Japanese to hear us?
I'm guessing I don't. So are the Japanese after us?
What? You took a little nap during the briefing? We're intercepting the Japanese supply convoys. This lot of water is like a highway for them.
Right.
We have to relay their ship positions back to command headquarters.
Sounds like something big and important.
Quiet, both of you.
What is it, Skipper?
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's a ship nearby.
How near?
Hard to tell. I can't see a thing.
Don't you have equipment for this kind of thing? Radar or something?
We've been separated from the boats that have radar. Is the shipper friendly?
Can't be. We're the only American ship out here.
So it's Japanese?
Yes.
What do we do?
Keep quiet. Maybe we can hear where it's going.
It's getting closer.
I still don't see anything.
I don't know, Skipper. We're sitting ducks out here. Maybe we should...
It's a destroyer!
We're sinking!
Over the side! Boat! Boat! Boat!
Oh, swimming is another thing I don't like.
The fuel tank! It's gonna blow!
Swim away from the ship! Make for the island! That's 3 miles! We don't have a choice! Now go!
Oh, boy. Where am I? The jungle?
Sailor, bring those coconut branches here.
Oh, yes, sir. Whoa. He got burned pretty bad.
McMahon got the brunt of the explosion. Well, of those who survived.
Is he gonna make it?
Not if we're here much longer. Wrap this cord around that tree. I'll take the other end.
Yes, sir.
We need to rig the branches to shade him. The sun is only making his burns worse. It's amazing it lasted this long. There.
How long have we been here?
It's been 4 days since the wreck. I don't know how much longer we'll last without food.
There's no food?
Not on this island.
Well, wasn't there anybody monitoring us out in the ocean? Can't they come and rescue us?
The ocean is big. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. They've probably given up on us by now.
Skip!
Skipper! Skipper!
What is it, Ross?
There are two men down on the beach.
Japanese?
No, natives.
They could be working for the Japanese. Might even be scouts.
Well, what do you think, sir? Should we talk to them?
I don't like it. Not without any way to defend ourselves.
No guns?
Maybe you didn't notice, sailor, but it's tough carrying a gun while you're swimming. Still, this could be our only opportunity off this island. We better chance it. Let's go.
There they are, underneath that tree.
I see them.
They look friendly to me.
Let's do this.
Hello there!
Who are you? I don't need the gun!
Wait,
don't
wait,
shoot!
No, no,
wait,
you don't want to hurt
no,
you. We are from America.
You are American?
Yes, that's us. We're Americans.
Oh, then we're on the same side.
We are?
Yes, we are scouts for the Americans.
Oh, praise God.
My name is Biuko.
I'm Jack. This is Ross and Trent.
Hello.
There are 9 more of our soldiers back at the jungle. We need to get a message to the Americans.
The American base is nearly 40 miles from here by canoe. I will go at first light tomorrow.
What about the Japanese patrols?
I will try to avoid them.
Thank you. And please hurry. My men won't last much longer.
This is a special presentation of Adventures in Odyssey on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly, and we're learning, along with the boy in the story, his name is Trent, that God can use us even in the little things of life. Now, we have a wonderful, exciting opportunity for you right now to take advantage of a free 14-day trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. It's a wonderful way for you to access episodes day in, day out, and you can learn more. The links are in the show notes. All right, let's continue Focus on the Family, and we'll rejoin the story. And as we do, we'll have some more time travel in the Imagination Station.
Constitution Island, New York, 1860.
What am I doing back in this house? This was the boring story.
You're back.
Hi. Miss Warner, right?
That's right. Last time you were early and now you're late. The study ended an hour ago.
Oh, then what am I doing here?
I was thinking I should be asking you that. But I suppose I should simply thank you for giving me a break.
A break from what?
I've been working on a song for this book I'm writing with Susan, and, well, I don't know. It's not going very well.
May I read it?
There's not much to see. It's a simple song. Too simple, most likely. But that's where my mind went, so that's what I wrote.
What's the song for?
The story is about a little boy who's sick. The boy's Sunday school teacher comes to visit him and encourages him with a song. But, well, I suppose you might as well just read it. Be honest about what you think.
Okay. Let's see. Jesus loves me, this I know. Yeah, I know this song.
How could you know it?
Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Where's the part you wrote?
What do you mean? I just made it up.
Just made it up? Wait, you mean you wrote this? You wrote Jesus loves me.
Well, I haven't really titled it.
Do you know how many people will hear this song?
What do you mean?
Kids in churches all over the world will sing it, and everyone will know it.
Oh, that's a nice thought. Can I get you some lemonade?
Trent!
Amy!
Where did you come from?
It's hard to explain. What happened to the girl? Did you rescue her?
I let her answer that.
Hello.
Hi! You made it out. That's great.
Thank you for helping.
Yes. Bakula will not soon forget your kindness. And that temple guard will not soon forget you wading in the temple fountain.
Well, I was happy to help. So, How did you get her out?
I hid her under my shawl.
And nobody noticed?
Your distraction helped.
Miss Carmichael is very good at what she does.
Miss Carmichael? Wait a minute. Amy Carmichael? I think I've heard of you before.
Hopefully not near the temple. I'd like to keep my identity secret.
Would you like some tea?
Thank you, Bakula.
Thank you for saving my life.
Oh, I hope you'll be safe here.
She will.
I think I will go sit with the other girls.
That sounds like a fine idea, Bakula. I'll have them teach you a song. They know one that will help you sleep peacefully after your ordeal today. It's called Jesus Loves Me.
Yes, Miss Carmichael.
You know Jesus Loves Me?
It is one of my favorites.
Huh, I'm getting this now.
God used that song in my life in a powerful way. I grew up in a Christian family, but it wasn't until I was a teenager and I heard Jesus Loves Me that I knew I wanted to follow him, wherever he took me. And India is where he wants me.
Wow. That song had that big of an impact on you?
The love of God had that big of an impact on me. But that song made me realize it.
Olasana Island, 1943.
I wonder if the guys were rescued. What's going on?
Buco is back with the Marines. We're saved.
Excellent.
Hang on, McMahon. Just a few hours and we'll be safe. You're gonna make it.
I am sorry it took us so long. The Japanese patrols, they were closing in on us.
Oh, thanks, Buco.
Thanks.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a long 6 days, but we made it.
Oh, 6 days without food? It was a miracle you survived.
You bet. God saved us.
Yes, thank God. How about a victory song, Ross?
I know just the one. Jesus loves me, this I know,
for the Bible tells me so.
Wait a minute. Buco, how do you know that song?
Oh, a missionary taught it to our village.
Well, then it's the perfect song. Come on, Lieutenant Kennedy. Come on, everybody.
Jesus loves me.
Wait, your name is Kennedy?
That's right. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. But I'm also known as Jack.
No way. You're going to be president someday.
One mission at a time, sailor.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Welcome back, Trent. I was just coming to check on you.
That was amazing.
I take it you liked the adventure.
I mean, all Anna Warner did was write this short little song in some book that no one's ever heard of. And it changed the world. She impacted slave girls in India and sailors in World War II. Did that really happen to John F. Kennedy?
Oh, yes, yes. He was rescued from a small island in the Pacific and... when they were being rescued, the men sang, Jesus Loves Me.
Well, I'm glad I switched the adventure so I could see it all.
What makes you think you switched it? Hmm? Maybe that's the way it was planned from the beginning.
Really? You knew I wanted a big, important adventure, didn't you? You knew I'd change it.
Well, I had my suspicions. So the machine was programmed to take you on that journey regardless of how you changed it.
That's pretty sneaky, Mr. Whitaker.
Trent, I know you want to make a big difference for God, but oftentimes that means doing the little things, whatever we can do, and letting him be the one who decides if they ever become big. But more than anything, he should always receive the glory, because anything good that happens, happens ultimately because of him, right?
You're right, Mr. Whitaker. Thanks. Maybe I will set up chairs for the church performance.
That a boy. Oh, and right now, maybe you could help me with another project.
Sure. What's that?
Well, I need help loading my invention into the truck so I can take it down to the homeless shelter.
I'd be happy to help.
Are you sure? It's a pretty insignificant job.
Hey, you never know. It might just change the world.
This is Focus on the Family, and we've been listening to a special presentation of our radio drama, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, John, what a great reminder for us as we're going through the daily routines of what may seem like insignificant actions. God may be using those actions to orchestrate something to deeply influence others. He can use anything to touch someone's life.
Yeah, that reminds me of the boy in the book of Matthew who brought the loaves and the fishes to the disciples. He didn't know. That was a great example.
Exactly. And we don't know much about that child in the story, but he did something significant in faith, giving a gift that the Lord could use to bless thousands. And that's the lesson we want to teach our children and that we want to learn ourselves, too.
And if you and your family have enjoyed today's story, you're going to be happy to know there are hundreds and hundreds of episodes of Adventures in Odyssey, and each one is going to just fuel your child's imagination. And a great way to connect to all of this wonderful content is by joining the Adventures in Odyssey Club. We mentioned earlier, there's a 14-day trial. It's free, and I hope you're going to check that out. It's going to help your whole family to grow closer to Christ and to each other. Club membership includes unlimited, on-demand streaming access to all the episodes, plus daily devotions, fun videos, and much, much more. Start your free 14-day trial when you click the link in the program notes.
And just a reminder, everything we do here at Focus on the Family is intended to grow God's kingdom and help you and your family thrive in Christ. Pretty simple. And we offer parenting help, marriage advice, counseling, and so many other things to help you spiritually. So don't hold back. Get in touch with us. I know a friendly person's going to answer the phone on our end and help you. Evidence of that is a note we received from Carly, who said, "Because of the help and insight I have learned from listening to your podcast, I was able to help one of my teenage students navigate a very tense and difficult family situation and give her godly, Christ-honoring, and respectful advice. I'm so thankful for the knowledge I gained from you guys to know how to deal with it. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you do. I can't wait to implement what I've learned with my own kids." That's what it's about, folks. We want you to be able to write that note back to us. And if you can't support Focus with a monthly or one-time gift, contact us today and be part of the ministry.
Yeah, our number is 800, the letter A in the word family, or details are in the show notes. On behalf of Jim Daly and the entire team, thanks for joining us today for Focus on the Family. I'm John Fuller, inviting you back as we once again help you and your family thrive in Christ.
Your marriage can be redeemed, even if the fights seem constant, even if there's been an affair, even if you haven't felt close in years. No matter how deep the wounds are, you can take a step toward healing them with a Hope Restored Marriage Intensive. Our biblically based counseling will help you find the root of your problems and face challenges together. We'll talk with you, pray with you, and help you find out which program will work best. Call us at 1-866-875-2915.